What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Okay, it says I'm live. What's up, everybody? It's Doggy Diamonds, Doggy Diamonds TV. I'm live. Talking about a topic that hit the internet kind of hard. Everybody's talking about it. So, I just really wanted to chime in and discuss, you know, the situation from a different standpoint. You know, hold on, let me send a blast out really quick to let everybody know that I am live, and if you get the opportunity, you can share this live, but I'm going to share it also. So let me do that really quick. Share live on Twitter, and okay, we done. Okay, it's shared. So at the end of it all, shout out to everybody in the chat room, shout out to everybody that's on the check-in right now. I am Doggy Diamonds, like I said once before. This is Doggy Diamonds TV YouTube. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this situation because, you know, a lot of times we see these celebrities, young and old, right before our eyes, and we see their life, and we learn so much about them in their life, and then they're just gone. And then out of nowhere, it's like, yo, you know, everybody loves them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Thoughts Crimes, too. Shout out to Lacey G for coming through from Thoughts Crime. That's definitely my people over there. But everybody talks about the celebrity, you know, and things like this are happening in the neighborhoods every single day. It's happening right now as we speak in some neighborhood. And it's more than death. I want to say that with death, And obviously the kid, because I did listen to some of his music. Some of his music was pretty good, and I did say I like it before. So we could go on record and see that I said I actually like some of his music. Was I a big fan? I can't say that I was a big fan, and I had all his, you know, his whole catalog. But some of the stuff I heard, I was like, yo, that's kind of crazy. But at the end of it all, you know, I want to look at it from different standpoints. I seen through his music. And just even how he looked, that he was crying out for help, that he obviously was dealing with many things that's going on in his life and many different things that's happened in society. And he was reaching out for help through his music, via his music, right? He made mistakes. And I remember doing the podcast, me saying that we don't give our youth room to grow, like we just judge them. And then we just, they just put in this box, like we just hate them. And I seen online, like, people just really, really, like, making fun that he died on Twitter. And then I'm like, yo, how is this a meme? Like, how is this funny? You know, if you had something personal with somebody and they die or whatever, and you feel a way or you don't feel a way, cool. It is what it is. But if you don't know a person and you only know them via their entertainment and their so-called talent or whatever, like, how do you make fun of that shit? Like, why is that funny? You know what I'm saying? That's not funny. And I'm not even talking about whether he could sing, whether he could rap, whether whatever. It's just the individual, the human. You know, like, why is that funny? Now, like I said, if it's a situation where you got beef with somebody, or somebody did something wrong to you, and something happened to them, and you, like, you know, to hell with them, I can't tell you how to feel, because y'all had something personal. But I'm just saying, when you don't know somebody, how do you have an opinion and a negative opinion about how they died? And, you know, it's funny to you. Like, why is that shit funny? And you can look at him and tell. And this is why I do so much shows on mental health. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but I'm always doing shows talking about mental health and you know, with us as Black people, how we don't deal with mental health that well. And we look at the youth and we throw them away. They say they got these tattoos. We say they got these tattoos. They got funny haircuts. they do all these things, la, 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 and we shun them. But at the same time, a lot of times these kids are really, really don't know how to express themselves. They're going through a lot of shit, you know, and they don't know what to do. So when you just start doing all types of things to yourself, you start tattooing your face and doing different things to your hair and stuff, that's a part of your expression. And as an artist, I can't tell people how to be an artist. You know, that's your expression. But one of the things that I really wanted to deal with in this shit is it's the hating shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the hating that, like, at the end of it all, like, how somebody passed away. And it almost just seems surreal. It almost don't seem like it's for real. So I think people are really kind of in shock, because it's like it almost seemed surreal, because like how somebody lifeless body, you just filming it and it's just like all for all of us to see. Like, what if his family like learned that he passed away on TMZ? Like, that's fucked up. Like, how you learn that your loved one just passed away when everybody else learns it? Like, what's private anymore? Like, you know, people get shot and hurt. People not even doing CPR. People ain't doing nothing. People just filming that shit. And it's just like filming it for putting that shit out there to say, oh, I caught his death video and shit. Like, that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me. Like, you know, so, The youth is like 20 years old, and like to me the youth is, you know, like 25 and younger to me. I say, you know, I call that the youth. But I'm not into his talent. I'm not into, you know, how he dressed. I'm not into none of that, because none of that shit doesn't make me like or dislike somebody. But at the end of it all, how you just, people be killing people on some hate and shit. Like, that's what bothered me the most. Like, why are people on some hate and shit? Like, I don't get up every day and say, yo, this dude got this, or he got a chain, or he got a car, or he got a certain female, he got a house, and he just deserved to die, or I'm killing him for his chain. Like, is somebody's life worth a fucking piece of jewelry or car or money? Just really think about that shit. Like, you get up, we all got the same 24 hours a day. And this is why this shit means so much to me. Because sometimes I be feeling like I just be getting a lot of hate sometimes. And I be like, yo, fuck you hate me for? We all got the same 24 hours in a day, right? What I choose to do with my 24 hours is my business, and how I spend it, and whether I'm successful or I'm unsuccessful, I do what I do with my 24 hours, right? Then you got people who just sitting back, that's looking at how you spending your 24 hours, and like, yo, nah, he went out there and he made something of himself and he got money. He deserved to die. I want to kill him, or I want to rob him. Like, what type of shit is that? Get your ass up like I get up. Think about it. If you live in any public housing, or you live in any tenement, it might even be a private house on a block, it's always somebody that's just straight up sitting outside all day that ain't doing shit with their life. That's the biggest fucking haters. That's just always sitting there watching you do something every day and striving. And they the main ones hating, saying you never going to be shit, or what you really not doing, or you got this but you don't got that. And then the minute you get something, they want to motherfucking try to take it from you, or try to line you up to get robbed or some shit like that. That shit is corny to me. I don't respect robbers. I don't respect thieves. I don't respect scammers. That shit is fucked up. And it ain't got nothing to do with his talent. I don't care about whether he was dope, whether he was whack. It don't matter. It's just the fact that people just be hating, and that hate shit is making people kill people. And for what? You killed them? It was a fucking car? somebody's car, going through somebody else's pocket? This is what you kill somebody for? Like somebody deserved to die? For their fucking chain, for their jewelry? You got up today and said, you know what? I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? I'm hungry. So I'm going to go. I'm not going to go get a job. I'm not going to take that energy and go get a job. I'm not going to take that energy and, you know, ask for assistance. I'm going to take this energy and I'm looking at somebody else and I'm mad, so I'm killing them. That shit is fucked up. And that's the shit that's just straight up and down, you know, being celebrated because it's a lot of fucking haters. It's a lot of haters. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, me in my neighborhood, I used to just feel the energy. The good thing is in my neighborhood, and I'm saying this, you know, and I'm not being arrogant, but I'm saying this because niggas kind of knew better. That it wasn't going to be easy, but it could happen to any of us. And all I ever did was people see me go outside. I got my camera. I'm on my way. You know, I would walk around my neighborhood completely like a bum at all times. But, you know, when I was going to do my thing, I would fucking, you know, get dressed and, you know, I might have my jewelry on. I'm going to do my thing. And then I just feel the energy of people just looking at me. Just fucking just mad. Like, yo, fuck you mad at me for? You mad at me because I'm doing something with my life that you might aspire to do, but you don't have the knowledge, or you don't have the fucking drive, or you don't have the fucking, you just don't have the wits, and then the problem is people don't say, yo, can you help me? Could you put me on? Yo, I want to do this. Nah, they just sit back and scheme on your shit. Running in people's houses and all that shit, man, that shit is corny. That shit is corny to me. Know what I'm saying? That shit is corny to me. A woman going to work. And then she come home from work with her paycheck. She just cashed her check. And then somebody want to fucking bust over her head and take her money. Why don't you go get a fucking job? Why don't you go get a job? Why you out here fucking taking from hardworking people? You know what I'm saying? That shit is corny to me. You go to work and dudes is fucking doing some credit card shit and taking robbing elderly people who don't know how to, if they got robbed or they got scammed out of their money, they don't even know how to get their money back. That shit is corny. Dudes scamming and swiping for fucking belts and stupid shit. And this grandmothers and mothers, you know, right now trying to get trying to pay their rent and do shit like that, and they straight up and down robbing them and shit like that, and then they getting their credit card bill and it's like $3,000-$4,000 on their credit card bill and they don't even know how to pay and they don't even know how and they got scammed. Somebody stole their credit card numbers and people think that shit is cute. Yeah, my pizza's hitting and all that shit. That shit corny. Know what I'm saying? That shit corny. You a cornball. If you steal from elderly people. Or you steal from people, period. This ain't the times where, you know, work is scarce. You know, it is tough to get. But you gotta fucking, yo, you gotta work. You gotta work. You can't just, your job can't be just sitting back taking people's shit. And I did a lot of dumb shit in youth. As a kid, didn't know any better. So we all take the fucking corny way out. We all take the easy way out. We want to rob people and take shit. And then you realize you're a cornball. You know what I'm saying? You realize you're a fucking cornball. So at the end of it all, you just straight up and down, yo, I got to stop doing this shit. I got to get a job. So now, I got to do something else. So now a kid loses his life in a robbery attempt. So if they did rob him, what did they take? What was worth him dying? Just really think about that. What's worth a life? There is no piece of jewelry. There is no car. There is no money. Nothing is worth somebody dying for, right? And then paying for security. At the end of the day, like, as men and women, what do we need security for if the haters just stop fucking hating? That's the point I'm making. Fuck we need security for? Whether it was a robbery, whether it was just, regardless, it was just hate. It was just hate. You know what I'm saying? It was just hate. That shit is just fucking crazy to me. Like, people just fucking hate, or he got a certain bag. And then you think about it, right? You kill somebody and you fucking take their bag or whatever. You really gonna walk around with a dead person bag? With a dead man chain on? With dead person money? And then I want to say to the youth too, I seen somebody in the chat room say something that I really wanted to touch on. When you play with death, a la Biggie, a la Tupac, when you play with death and you keep speaking that shit into existence and you keep talking about death, and yo, sometimes you conjure up that spirit. You know what I'm saying? You conjure up that spirit. You keep talking about some shit. You bringing some shit into existence. So you got to fucking chill with this YOLO shit. You got to chill with all of this, you know, you only live once and fuck that. And yo, I got to live. And if I die today and all that. Nah, you can't. That's not no way to fucking live. If I die today and... Listen, who gets up to say, yo, if I die today, you're not a soldier, you're not at war, you're not in a situation where, yo, because if you're in a situation of danger, you remove yourself from danger, so it's not a situation of if I die today, you know what I'm saying? If a soldier is away at war, or a police officer, or somebody who does something that their life is on the line, firemen, or somebody like that, you don't be a regular civilian, or you don't be somebody who's an entertainer, and you say, well, if I die today, then I want this to happen, and all that. So you putting out an oral will saying that you want people to this, that, and the third, if you die, and you 20 years old. Do you know that 20 years old, you didn't even, like, you just left your teens? You just left your teens. You know what I'm saying? You just left your fucking teens. So, I mean, with me, I'm not going to play with who did what and did all that shit. And whether I'm not playing with, you know, none of that mystical shit. At the end of it all, he ain't here. You know what I'm saying? He ain't here. And that shit is funny to people. He had problems. He went through a domestic violence situation. So people who don't know all the facts, and even if you know all the facts, people just still think that shit is funny. And me, like, I when I don't know somebody's situation, I just leave that shit alone, because I'm not really into celebrity lives like that. You know, I'm really not into shit like that. But, you know, I just don't like that hate shit. And a lot of times I see videos with my name in the title, or somebody tell me such and such was talking about you in the video and all that shit, and I'd be like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck about what a hater got to say, honestly. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm saying, minding my fucking business, trying to do me. I don't care what no hater got to say. Like, they don't know me personally. You know what I'm saying? Your person don't know you personally, you just fucking hating. Because if we never had dealings, I never took money from you, I never stole money from you, I never talked to your woman, took your woman, disrespected your kids, what the fuck you hating for? What you gotta talk about me for? Now, if I'm doing something in an artistic standpoint, and you wanna criticize the art or talk about the art, then cool. It is what it is. But just somebody who's just sitting there just talking about you, especially in this grown ass men doing that, just talking about other men. Fuck is wrong with you? But that's that hate shit. You know what I'm saying? That's that hate and shit. And it's like, I experienced that shit. Yo, you know what's so funny, man? I experienced that shit from one of my own fucking cousins. One of my first cousin. One of my biggest fucking haters. Him and another kid that I grew up with. Two of my fucking biggest fucking haters. Flesh and blood. Biggest fucking hater. Everything wrong in the world is my fault. In their life. And they older than me. And they just mad because they ain't do shit with their fucking life. And I'm doing shit in my life that, you know, and then people always want to take credit for what you're doing with your life too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's doing this and he's only doing this because of that. And if it wasn't for him, this wouldn't happen. Listen, you got all this shit to talk about me. What about you? You know everything about my life, but what the fuck about your life? What's up with you and your life? Let's talk about your life for a minute. No, I don't want to talk about your life. Why don't you talk about you? You know that person that sit out the fucking window and know everybody's fucking business. Everybody's business. So you know what I do? When I feel that energy, a motherfuckers that just that hate and shit, because a hater gonna kill you. They either gonna assassinate you physically, or spiritually, or mentally, or your reputation. So what I do, I just stay the fuck away from them. I just straight up and down stay away from them. I be unfriending motherfuckers. I unfollow people. I unblock them. Yo, you fucking, you a hater. And I don't know what the fuck is about with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of it all, I'm just saying that a person losing their life because of a hater is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Person losing their life because of a hater. Person losing their life because somebody had a car or somebody drove past in a Maserati or something and you looking at it like, oh, his car is fire. He deserved to die. Think about that shit. Somebody deserved to die because they bought a car or they just really think about that shit. Or they had a certain car, they had a bike, or even situations where the money don't go right. A money transaction don't go right. And you want to rob somebody. Say for fucking, what dollar amount is worth somebody dying? Because what you really going to do with the money? $10,000 is not a lot of money. Neither is $20,000. I'm not off topic, you stupid motherfucker. I'm talking about haters. And that's why people is fucking dying. Y'all just stupid. You just a paint chip nigga. It ain't got nothing to do. I'm talking about haters. I'm not sitting here. What I'm supposed to say about his fucking death. And it just happened. We all don't know what happened. So we ain't going to sit here and fucking talk about, yo, this happened because of this. Like, I'm not with that conspiracy shit. I don't know. But what do we do know? That it was a hater who killed him, right? Because if they didn't hate him, they wouldn't have killed him. That motherfuckers is stupid sometimes. So be out. Matter of fact, hold on. You out. I'm just rambling. Cool. Hold on. Let me make sure you can't ever come back. Booyah. You out of here, slut. Anyway. I'm not even going to stay on here too long anyway. Because I got other shit to do. But the shit just kind of pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? Because I see this shit happening all the time in the hood. I see that shit happening with, you know, you see chinks. You see stacks. You see different people who got killed because somebody just was just on some hate and shit. When you think about, you know, when Biggie got killed, like, what was this shit about? He didn't just, you know what I'm saying, at least with, like, well, unfortunately, I'm not condoning this shit. I'm just saying Tupac got killed. It was an incident that happened prior to him getting killed. So we like, okay, Tupac got killed. That could have been in relation to what just happened. Biggie came out of a fucking event and then somebody killed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is just bugged out. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's happening with this shit. A lot of times people just sitting back just on some fuck shit and just really, really just looking at what you doing. You could be an individual that has a 9-to-5. Like I said, you go to work every day. And then somebody just straight up and down just want to kill you because you go to work and you dress well or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucked up. So all the fans of his and everybody who, all the fans of his and everybody who loved him and support him, you know, my condolences to his family first and foremost. They don't, you know, a lot of time, like I said, it ain't got nothing to do with the person and whether they, I don't care about music at this point sometimes, because a lot of times we got to start, they're humans, you know what I'm saying? People are humans. But I've never woke up a day in my life saying that, yo, I'm just going to go today and, yo, I just want to go kill somebody because they got a car. Or I want to kill somebody because they got this or they got that. Let me tell y'all something about bullets, too. Sometimes they're called hollow tips. We call them dum-dums in the hood. If somebody gets shot with a hollow tip, a lot of times people don't bleed. The way the bullet shatters inside of them, they don't bleed. I'm not saying this is what happened, but I'm just saying sometimes people don't bleed all the time when they get shot, believe it or not. So miss me with the there was no blood and there was no this and that. There's not always blood when people get killed. You know what I'm saying? Shit don't always, you know. Let me drink my water. Anyway. So, I don't believe in the term black-on-black violence, though. I think that that's a term that was put out there to make us feel less than, because when white people kill each other, you don't hear fucking white-on-white crime. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear that shit. That's just a term that they put on us. It's just crime. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink or smoke. There isn't always blood when you get shot. I said you bleed, but there always isn't blood. Sometimes the way the bullet... Anyway. Like I said. Again. Yo, live life. Enjoy your life. Yeah, because people don't know nothing about internal bleeding. You know, that shit just don't exist. There's a such thing as internal bleeding. But you know, I guess y'all know everything about people getting shot and shit like that. And I know for a fact, because I see with my own two eyes, people getting shot and internal bleeding, they die from that. You know what I'm saying? People get shot and don't always bleed out. Sometimes people get cut and don't fucking and don't even bleed. If I had millions, would I ride solo? I probably would. I probably would, because I'm at the point where I don't feel like, with the point I'm trying to make of this whole audio, is that if people stop being fucking haters of what other people have and jealous of what somebody else is doing, then it wouldn't be a situation where people looking to just straight up and down kill somebody because of what they have or whatever the case. Maybe I'll stab somebody. Like, what make you as an individual? I feel like, and I'm not saying like there is a reason to kill somebody, right? But at the end of it all, when you kill somebody, what the fuck make you get up today and say, yo, I'm just going to go kill somebody because they had a fucking car or whatever? That shit is corny to me. Get your own fucking car. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they're going to think everything is a conspiracy because that's what the internet is based off of right now. You know what I'm saying? Everything is based off a conspiracy because when we don't know the truth about something, we just put some type of spin on it. We don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying at the end of the day, we know that it's some hating shit. We know that for a fact. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of it all, that shit shouldn't make you want to hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? That shit shouldn't make you want to hurt somebody. And at the end of the day, right, you think people, he's 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? He's 20 years old. And when you think about it, you 20 years old, like I said, you didn't even really live life yet. Your life, you can't even, you're not even legally able to drink. You know? They're not even legally able to drink. And then, you know, y'all just, and see, that's the whole shit too. I seen people say, because see, Trey, I don't think that that's right and exact too. I see people saying, yo, YX, 6ix9ine should have got killed, or this person should have got killed. I think that that's fucked up. I don't think nobody should be killed for my opinion on their music or the way they carry themselves, because at the end of the day, man, when you really, really think about it, you got motherfuckers. That's why I be talking about that checking in shit and when people be saying who can't go where and who should do this and all that shit is corny, because at the end of it all, George Zimmerman, you know, walks around and he's just out and about, and he did something that everybody hated him for, but nobody harmed him for how much they hated him. And then we got rappers and entertainers that we're mad at a movie that they did, or you're mad at somebody who cheated on somebody on fucking reality TV, and then you believe that they should be dead. Or we don't know all the facts and certain shit, so we just like, yo, they should have got killed for this shit. Like, how the fuck could you sit up and down wish that somebody should get killed for some shit that you don't even know what the fuck you talking about? But you know for a fact everything that happened with George Zimmerman happened. You know for a fact that the KKK has been doing shit, but because nobody don't want no smoke with them. You notice that, right? Nobody says anything about them. It's like they don't fucking exist. You know what I'm saying? But nobody don't want no smoke with them. That's the shit that I'm talking about. People who have did shit to people for centuries, and nobody don't want no problems with them. But you deserve to die because you got a fucking car. You know what I'm saying? Think about that shit. But then again, it's what somebody just said. George Zimmerman let it be known that he'll put in that work. So dudes ain't running down on George Zimmerman. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of dudes, Dr. Cosmic Funk, he was always talking about death. That's real, because a lot of our youth are reaching out and crying out for help. And imagine you being 20 years old, right? And maybe when you was about 18, you got millions of dollars. A lot of people don't know, you know, you go crazy a little bit. So a lot of times, these dudes need counseling for how to spend the money, what to do with the money. They start reaching out for help, and then their life is for everybody to see. So now everything that we see is on Front Street. There's no room for growth. There's no room for mistakes, there's nothing. Everything that we do, everything that they do, everything that they see, we just straight up and down, it's just for them to just like, yo, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? And then, truthfully, I see people saying he's not dead or whatever the case may be. Yeah, you know, Keon Life is Golden. We see the same, we see the same behavior from Adrian Broner. We see the same type of behavior from Adrian Broner. Where every other day he just keeps saying, yo, I don't care if I live. I want to. And it's like, yo, okay. You want to keep putting that shit out there about death. Then somebody might do something to you. Because you obviously don't care about your life. And then you know, but this is what I'm saying. I don't think that somebody should kill him because he's on some about billions and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't fucking deserve, nobody deserves to just kill him. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just fucked up. And then they fucking filmed him, put him out there. That shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is gonna pass away. Everybody is gonna die. That's true. But who the fuck wanna die over nothing? Is there such thing as dying of old age anymore? Is there such thing as dying of natural causes anymore? I seen shit on the news. A motherfucker might be about to get hit by a train. They have fucking filmed that shit. That shit is fucked up. How you fucking film somebody who's about to get hit by a train? Like, why are you fucking pulling out cameras? It's like people don't even call 911 no more. They film. You see, they be seeing fucking women, you know, women getting slapped or women getting beat up, and motherfuckers be filming that shit. Like, damn. Me and my cousin was walking down the street one day. And it was this elderly woman and a young female. And there was this guy behind them cursing. So we asked him, we said, you know, grandma, are you okay? She was like, well, we okay. He wasn't talking to us. Because me and my cousin was like, yo, look. You're not going to be yelling and cursing out an elderly woman and a young child. Not on my watch. Straight up and down. Not on my watch. But the average person is going to pull out their phone and film it and think that shit is funny and be like, oh, they screamed on this old lady. Look, he screamed on this old lady. Yo, he shitted on this old lady. Nah, we not doing that. Where I'm from, you don't fuck with women and you don't fuck with children. So I think he was a little off. So he was just in the street just running his mouth or whatever the case may be. But we wasn't having that. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't having that. Like, you're not going to be yelling at no old lady. I hate to say old lady. I like to say elderly. But you're not going to be yelling at no elderly woman or no fucking, or no, and I hate to say fucking kids. That's foul too. But no children. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. And to me, I'm going to be real with y'all. Again, I like some of the kids' songs. I'm not at the point where, you know, his music was so profound, because I can't tell you that. And if I was to say that to you, I'd be lying. I would be lying. I would be lying to say that I was this big fan. I was this big. I would be lying. And I think a lot of people are lying right now just to be in the trend, just to be in the know. What I'm saying is that the hate shit gotta stop. That's what I'm saying. That shit gotta stop. People got to stop looking at what other people are doing. Hold on. I see people, you know, spamming my shit. So let me get you the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, even if he was talented, even if he was corny. Because, you know, because sometimes I see people saying, yo, he didn't deserve to die because of, you know, he was good. They should have kill such and such because he was whack. And I'm like, so he was a whack rapper, so he deserved to die because he's fucking whack? Look at the shit that people are saying. That people need to die because they fucking whack? So just because somebody can't rap, they deserve to die? Somebody deserved to fucking kill them because they can't rap? Crazy. Anyway. Yo, y'all be safe out there. So the Illuminati said most of y'all can't rap. That's true. And I think I just blocked somebody by mistake. So I'm going to go unblock them. My bad, cuz they was trying to say something, but you know that's fucked up. I don't know who killed them. At the end of the day, it's not my job to try to solve nobody's crime. You know what I'm saying? It's not I'm not a police officer. I'm just saying that it's just fucked up. And people need to stop looking at other people. And if your life is not in danger from a person, cut that shit. James Jones, you know you dead ass wrong for doing that education of Sonny Carson shit. You fucking foul. And this ain't the time to make me laugh, but sometimes you need a good laugh. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Over 1,300 people in here. I would say everybody's name, and I would say type. But if everybody say their name, that shit is going to get crazy. So I will say to everybody in the chat room, thank you for coming through, hollering at me and shit. I'm going to try to do this more and more. In closing, I do want to say that shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Whether you a whack rapper, whether you a good rapper, whether you the greatest rapper, is no reason that you should just go and take somebody's child, father, somebody life. I said Tekashi is, see, y'all didn't even get that, but go back and listen to that. I never said Tekashi deserved to die or somebody should kill him or he should kill somebody else. It had nothing to do with violence. It's all marketing at the end of the day. And if we're going to deal with Tekashi for a minute, even if you deal with every situation with Tekashi, Tekashi didn't even start a lot of that shit that he was going through. He just responded to a lot of shit. Now pay attention. He didn't just wake up one day and say this, that, and third. Why did he get into it with Chicago Kids? Because Tato beat up the girl and he was defending the girl, right? Come on, man. I never said anybody deserved to die. And again, a lot of shit is our opinion. But we still dealing with children. We still dealing with kids. And we still need to sit their ass down and school them and talk to them, opposed to just throwing them away. And that's the problem. You throwing the children away. Think about Malcolm X. When you look at Malcolm X, look at his pictures of him as a kid. He was motherfucking, he looked bad. And growing up, he did a lot of fucked up shit. But he had a chance to redeem himself and rectify his past behavior in manhood. And if what if they had said, yo, fuck him, and just threw him away, we would have never had Malcolm X. Me, different people got a chance to change their life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people got a chance to change their life, and that's the shit we don't give people a chance to change. Because we could say 6ix9ine, this is 6ix9ine. I've also seen him give children money. You know what I'm saying? We've seen people do good. We've seen people do shit. It's just that a lot of people are misguided, and it's a lot of pressure being in the spotlight. That's the shit you don't get. Imagine, let me tell y'all something. Imagine going outside and everybody knows you, but you know nobody. Let's really think about that shit. Imagine going outside and everybody knows you and you know nobody. this shit is fucking, you know. Sometimes I'm walking around, and you know, I be low-key like a motherfucker. I just really just pop out when I'm doing my thing. And people just be like, yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? And I be like, oh, shit, like, you know, damn. A lot of people fucking, you know, it could get overwhelming. And it's cool. The popularity is cool. The salutations is cool. But at the end of it all, people love you to death. And some people want to kill you. John Lennon was killed by a crazy ass fan. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy. Some people like you so much that they want to kill you. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's real. Fame killing more than police. That shit is real. You know what I'm saying? That shit is real. Selena, this is what I'm saying. That's why sometimes I could go live every day. I could do a lot of this shit every day, but I don't. Because sometimes I just gotta fall back. I just gotta chill. I gotta go ride my bike. I gotta go relax. I gotta do, you know, different things to just unplug from this shit. Because it's just too much. This shit could be overwhelming. This shit could be overwhelming. Everything is about giving your life to the world. You got Snapchat. You got Facebook. You got Twitter. You got Instagram. You got WhatsApp. You got all these things that's about giving your life to people. And it's just a lot. Too much sometimes. So sometimes I just be chilling. I be like, yo, nah, I can't fuck with nothing. I'm not doing nothing. I can't do it. People be like, yo, could you go live? I'm like, nah, I really can't because I'm not in the mood to go live. I'm mentally just don't want to do that shit. I just want to chill. Sometimes you just want to fucking play the video game. You know what I'm saying? Or just go for a walk or a bike ride or whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, it's just too much. So, you know, I don't know. I just think, before I close out, get that hate shit out of your heart. Stop being a jealous motherfucker. Stop being hateful of other people. If somebody has something, and you want what they have, you work for that shit. You don't fucking go kill somebody. You don't go try to take it. You work for your shit. Because right now, you could be around your way, on your block, eating hairy chicken wings, dreaming of being in the mansion, and somebody's in the mansion wishing they could come to the block and eat hairy chicken wings. So you don't want to be a prisoner of your dreams sometimes too. You know what I'm saying? So thank you to everybody who subscribed. Thank you everybody who donated. The donate motherfucking link is in the donate link is in the description box. Dudes be eating hairy chicken wings. Facts. Dudes be eating hairy chicken wings. You go to them Chinese restaurants, your chicken wings got hair on it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling y'all too, man, stop playing with death. That shit is real. There's no coming back from death. You could be spiritually dead and mentally dead, and you can come back. You can revitalize yourself. You can educate yourself and come back. But the physical is never coming back. It's never coming back. So stop playing with death. Stop having this mentality. If I die today, I don't give a fuck. And it, cut that out. Cut that out. That's just straight up and down negative. And sometimes when you conjure up shit like that, sometimes death won't always hit you. It might hit somebody else close to you because you brought the spirit. And when I say spirit, I'm not talking about spirit as in some spooky shit. I'm talking about you brought the energy. You know what I'm saying? You bring the energy. That ain't nothing to play with. Stop playing with that shit. That shit ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? All that YOLO, all that, yo, let's get high today because you're fucking nigga, and then niggas die every day and all that shit. That shit ain't no joke. Because most of the time when people die, it's always innocent people and children. And not even the people, not going to say that deserve to die, but sometimes the people who was the intended target, shit never happens to them. It always happens to somebody who don't even deserve that shit. So if you a negative motherfucker and you just got that mentality of YOLO and yo, fuck it, niggas die every day, you keep your ass in the house and you keep that shit away from me because niggas don't die every day. I don't even know no niggas. Honestly. I know black men, I know black men, I know black women, and the nigga shit is something different. You know what I'm saying? And as Graves, that's what I was about to say. I believe that you can conjure up spells with your words. You just push it. Like, you speak shit into existence. You know what I'm saying? You speak shit into existence. And a lot of times, yo, that shit be coming. Think about people say, yo, they die in threes. So that means two people died and you sitting around waiting for the third person. Think how fucked up that is. You know they say they die in threes. So two people died and you sitting around. See, look. I don't play with death. Death ain't cool. And I don't know how close some of y'all have been to death physically. Or close to death where you seeing death. That shit ain't cool. And I've seen death up close. And believe me, that shit is traumatizing all around the board. And even the smell of a dead body. The smell of it. I don't even know if y'all even smell a dead body before. That shit is a smell you will never ever forget. Never forget that shit. I live somewhere where I kept smelling some shit. And I thought somebody was cooking some fucking, I thought somebody was cooking chitlins. Honestly, I thought somebody was cooking chitlins or some old ass collard greens or some shit, right? And it was the apartment across from where I was staying at. So I'm like, yo, something just don't smell right. So I'm in my crib. I'm burning my Bath and Body Works shit. I'm doing all I can because I'm like, yo, somebody's food stinks and it's coming in the fucking crib. So I go outside, about to go outside, and then the police is in the hallway. And they was like, do you know the man that live across the hall? I said, nah. I said, what happened? They said, well, he was in there dead for 2 weeks. It was hot as fuck. Hot as fucking fuck. So he was fucking dead in there for 2 weeks. And it was an elderly man, you know, not like, you know, that's gonna, you know, make a difference. But he was in there for 2 weeks. And then I'm like, damn. So he was in there for 2 weeks. Nobody knew he was in there. It was hot. And then I started thinking, like, damn, imagine how it must have been. You just died by yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. A lot of times people be playing with all this death and all that shit. Nah. This shit ain't nothing to play with. And dudes need to stop playing with this shit. Dudes need to stop putting that shit in their songs. Stop acting like you ready to die and all that shit, because you really not. And a lot of times too, even when you deal with death, it's not the you, it's the people around you that love you and care about you that might have to deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some people who never heal from death. You know? So that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you hit the bell, the notifications. To the kid, who passed away today. I want to say my condolences to his family. My condolences to all his loved ones. You know, that's the most important thing. And, you know, to everybody who loved him, loved his music, you know, salute to y'all also. And, you know, we just got to do better with that hate and shit. Again, you could be mad at somebody. You could dislike somebody. You could talk shit about somebody. But when you going to go kill, nah. That shit is fucked up. That killing shit ain't cool. Yo, you not in danger. Your children not in danger. Your mother not in danger. Cut it out. And if you got a chain and you bought a chain, you deserve to wear your chain. You work for it. You got a new car, you deserve. Listen, think about it, right? And I'm going to close on this because I always keep saying I'm closing. I see shit. Y'all making me stay and shit. I want to go. But listen, right? What's the difference between a fucking Hyundai and a Mercedes-Benz? They're both cars. It's all perception. It's all perception of what's the hot car and what's not the hot car. It's all perception. So if you have a 2010 Mercedes-Benz and somebody has a 2018 Hyundai, you trying to tell me that the motherfucking Benz is better than the Hyundai? Because it's a Benz? And it might have like motherfucking 80,000, 100,000, 200,000 miles on it. It's all perception. So when somebody get a new Hyundai, why don't you fucking kill them for their Hyundai? Why? Because you feel like the Hyundai ain't shit. This he riding around with a fucking Hyundai. He ain't shit. Come on, man. This is what I'm saying. Everything is all perception. And then fucking hate. People work hard for their shit. And if you like nice things, that's you deserve that shit. Some people save their money. You remember being a child and you fucking you remember being a child and you saving your money, you putting money in a piggy bank, you doing things just to get something. You felt like you accomplished something for buying something. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you feel like you accomplished something for saving your money and buying something. And then if somebody on the sideline mad at you because you saved your money or you did something to get money. I don't look, listen, first of all, I never been jealous of anybody. I don't care what anybody has. I don't want nobody's woman. I don't want nobody's car. I don't want nobody's money. I don't want nobody's jewelry. I want what I want because I don't judge success off materialism anyway. And a lot of people judge success based off of materialism. So people look at what a person have and they think that because they have this, they're successful. And that's not what success is. Success is the goals that you set for yourself. So if you say tomorrow, I want to walk up 10 flights of steps and you do that, well, then you're successful. Nobody can't say, well, you didn't walk up 15 because that's not the goal that you set for yourself. If you say, yo, I want to save $1,000. You know what I'm saying? And you save that stack. Nobody can say, oh, you didn't save this though. Because that's the time. Everything you do, somebody always going to criticize you for anything you do. Somebody always going to try to knock you down. It's like Chicago from fucking Poetic Justice. Remember, Chicago was negative like a motherfucker. Brushing that weak ass fade. Till Lucky eventually fucked him up and threw his brush over the cliff. I'm not a Virgo, I'm a Pisces. You know what I'm saying? And some people, no matter what you do, they just negative. They just sitting right there and got shit to say. No matter what you do, they gonna pop shit. No matter what you do. Oh, look at him. He fronting because he got the new sneakers. Come on, man. No matter what you do, somebody always gonna fucking hate. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Dudes need to stop fucking hating. Nope, not a March Pisces. February. Chicago had another brush. You foul Ebony Knowledge. He did. You know what I'm saying? He did have another brush. But, no, I'm not preaching. I'm reaching people. That's what I'm doing. And sometimes we have to talk. We have to have dialogue. And I know sometimes, you know, y'all like messy shit. Y'all want me to get on here. I seen somebody, and I'm not mad at them. They said in a comment yesterday that I'm getting soft. And I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, nah, I'm not getting soft. I'm just growing and maturing. You supposed to. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like, you know, on some crazy shit at all. You know, you gotta reach people. This is what this shit is all about. It ain't changed, man. February, I'm a Pisces. I don't give a fuck what the white folks say what it is. It is what the fuck it's been. Straight up and down. What Tupac said, though. They gonna hate you for whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just talking about haters. Because tomorrow, right? Unfortunately, it can be another artist or another person. A person down the block. How many people that you know in your neighborhood that got killed or murdered for their coat? It ain't gotta be no artist. It doesn't have to be somebody famous. Somebody getting killed for their coat or their sneakers. Think about when Jordans come out. People get killed for fucking sneakers. Sneakers. That shit is fucked up. You get up and say, yo, nah, I'm going down to Foot Locker, man. Anybody get them Jordans, I'm killing them. Think about that shit. Think how much of some sucker shit that is. You get up and say, yeah, no, fuck that. You get them sneakers before me, I'm killing them. Not I'm taking their sneakers. Not, you know, I'm beating them up. I'm going to kill them for a fucking pair of sneakers. Somebody asks you, could I have $5? I don't got it. People kill you. That shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Cell phones. Remember that shit. People used to get killed for 8-ball jackets for sheepskins. Yo, I just said that, T-Dollar word, as you typed that. I didn't even see that, but that shit is real. People getting killed for 8-ball jackets and dumb shit. Get the fuck out of here. That shit is fucked up. Ain't nothing worth killing nobody for today, somebody else's shit. Get your own shit. Like being a fucking bum. You know what I'm saying? Then you got fucking people who act like they want money so they could fucking, and then they want to go buy weed or liquor or some shit. You killing people to get high. You a fucking addict. And we got to support your habit. You got to fucking get high. So now you want to kill somebody because you can't get high. You can't smoke no crack, so somebody got to die. You can't shoot no dope, so somebody gotta die. The fuck type of shit is that? You're not going to the rich and fighting them because your rent got raised, or you know, you got an outrageous light bill or some shit like that, or the price of food went up. You're not going to the rich. You're not going to Congress. You're not going to city council. You're not going to nowhere local. You just saying, yo, I'm going out and I'm killing somebody who looked just like me. Sucker shit. Anyway, I gotta go play some video game or something. Hold on, let me sip my water. And I gotta go, because if you let me, I'll talk for 2-3 hours straight. No water, just talking. You deserve, listen, you work, you deserve to go on nice vacations. Right? You deserve to go on a nice vacation. Somebody can't wait for you to come home with your vacation pictures because they seen your vacation pictures so they could kill you. Think about that shit. Like, yo, this motherfucker was in St. Thomas. Oh, yo, I think he in St. Thomas. Let's go in his house and rob his house. Think about that shit. Yo, he went away. Oh, he always going somewhere. Fuck him. Nigga, stay fronting. Come on, man. Never looked at nobody vacation pictures And the nigga standing there with his taco meat out and with a fucking fruity drink. And I want to kill him when he get home because he looked like he was having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Look, like he was having a good time, so he just deserved to die. That's fucked up. Yeah, that's true too. Stop telling people what you're doing. But I mean, a lot of times, it's not about telling people what you're doing. Sometimes accomplishments are for you, and you want to share your accomplishments because sometimes it's about motivating people too. But some people don't know how to get motivated. They get motivated. You know what I'm saying? They let that hate well up in them. Sometimes when I see people, if I see somebody ride past in a car and I know that they was walking and they was, I'd be like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Look at, like I said, it could be a fucking Astro. It could be a van. And they roll past me and I'm walking. Yo, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. Salute. You got a promotion? Salute. That's what's up. You took a test and you passed it? Salute. You got a show? Salute. Break a leg. I ain't like, yo, man. Yo, fuck that nigga. I hope, man, that nigga don't deserve that shit. I deserve it. Anyway. That's why I don't be getting on here dissing other people with their platforms and all that. I don't get on here and talk about nobody else's platform. I don't be on here talking about this person do this on their platform and this person say this on their platform. I don't be doing that shit because it's room for everybody doing their thing. I'm just going to do me. I don't care about what nobody else is doing. I don't care about what nobody else is talking about on their platform. Look, if people watching it, then there's a market for it. I'm not here to say this person is corny. This person, I'm not here for that. Because corny motherfuckers be winning too. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Xbox One. My name is Doggy Diamonds on Xbox One. Add me. I'm not here to shit on nobody. When I was a DJ, of course I think I'm the best at everything. But that don't mean that you can't get your lane. Because a lot of times, yo, I might fall off. And you might do your thing and be able to pick me up. That's why I started a podcast network and I signed a bunch of podcasts to me. Know why? Because they didn't want to sign me and I knew what it felt like. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do my own thing and sign a bunch of people to my shit and put their shit out the way my shit is out. 9 podcasts besides myself. If I was a hater, I'd just be like, yo, I'm just on my thing. I don't care about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? It's all about helping other motherfuckers. Anyway, I ain't getting no damn PS4. Fuck PS4. I'm not looking for no more shows right now, honestly. Well, I am. I'm looking for a certain type of show. I need a political show. Somebody who knows about politics. I got enough urban shit and, you know, hip-hop shows and all that. I need some urban shit. You know what I'm saying? I said urban shit. I need some political shit. That's what I need. Somebody that talk about that politics shit and really know all about that. Because that politics shit is shit that we be like, fuck that shit. And it be a lot of shit going on in that political world and we don't know shit. So we need somebody that can just straight up and down come and teach us that shit. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck I got a new... Oh, I got a new message on Xbox. Oh, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? George Macon, what's up, bro? Long time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Thoughts Crimes, too. That is my fucking family right there. So when you leave me, make sure y'all go over to Thoughts Crimes and subscribe to their channel, Thoughts Crimes. That's my people. Shout out to Prince and Sincere. That's my people right there. So make sure you subscribe to them. Digital Soapbox Network is my podcast network. Shout out to... Plug Podcast, the Mac and Nelly Show, Crazy Bone from the legendary group Bone Thugs and Harmony is a part of my podcast network. And I got somebody else that I'm about to sign tomorrow. I might do it live. But it's a lot of shit going on. So that's what it is. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I mean it this time. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody who donated. Shout out to everybody who supports me. Shout out to everybody who listened to the podcast. That's what it is. I don't know. I'm not some dude that's going to sit there and let people... Yeah, shout out to the Advice Show and shout out to Willie D. Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. I don't have no fucking... Listen, I don't have no problems with nobody. I'm not here to fucking knock nobody down for doing their thing. I'm just here to do me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. And I'm about to do me now. And I'm going to holler at y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'm out of here. Peace. All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.